listening to National Rock Review.
Hey, it's Howie D from National Rock Review. Recently got a chance to talk to Schmier from a legendary German thrash band Destruction. Unfortunately, we had a little technical difficulty with the international call, and it turned out that the first question and answer is something that I couldn't use. But fear not, the rest of the interview turned out great, so we've still got about 95% of that interview for you. We're going to pick it up right where we connected for the second time. Here's the interview with Schmier from Destruction. Enjoy. Hello, hello.
Hello. Yeah. I don't know what happened, but...
Yeah, I think I've actually got it figured out now, so I know what's wrong, so we should be good.
Okay, yeah. So it's not a storm.
Yeah, I think I've got a bad cable here, because every time I wiggle it, it goes in and out, so I'm just going to have to hold it, which is no big deal, so we'll get through this.
Okay, but don't move.
Yeah, yeah. All right, we'll continue. So honestly, I can credit you guys to the big jump that I took from like Iron Maiden and stuff to heavier music, and it was Destruction, Creator, and Celtic Frost. So you guys are definitely what got me into heavier music.
It's amazing that we're all still around, you know. So, even for a while, I thought like the older guys are dying out, like the, you know, because when you become a father and you have a job or responsibility, a lot of people for a while didn't come to the shows anymore. But now more and more I see the old guys coming back to the shows again. And, you know, it's great to see because thrash is a young generation thing. We have a lot of young kids coming to the shows also now. But
yeah. But
the people that started everything, it's the old guys now, you know. And it's fun to see that there sometimes there's shows where there's not so many. But sometimes there's shows where there's a lot of, like, big smiling old dudes, you know. And
yeah.
I love that.
Absolutely. I'm not sure how well known it is. I actually didn't know the exact reason. What was the main reason that you took off for a couple of years? Were you just kind of tired of it for a while, or?
Well, actually, I got kicked out basically.
Oh.
We just cracked Brain the album, and we had like a lot of different opinions about the direction of the band. The other guys wanted to go like less thrash and more melodic and more progressive, and I said it's gonna kill the band, and then they basically deported me out of the band and got a new singer.
Yeah.
And there was, for me, some difficult years, especially the first year was very difficult because all of a sudden, the most important thing in your life is gone. And of course, you know how it is. A lot of your friends,
friends,
they turn your back against you because you're not the singer of Destruction anymore.
Yeah, and true.
That was, of course, a difficult period, but... I was lucky enough to continue with music. You know, I did this band Headhunter for some years. It wasn't like super successful, but we could like, you know, we could play shows. We did like some tours. We've been to Japan. And for me, it was just important to keep on going with playing music. And at the point when the reunion happened, I thought it would never happen again, actually. We've been like apart for 8 years or so. And
yeah.
I thought you would never have the chance to play with Destruction again. And when I had the chance, I was actually like blown away basically because I thought it would never happen. And now it's already 17 years ago since the reunion and time flies.
Absolutely. Hey, many consider you guys to be a part of the big four of European metal, definitely the big four of German metal. How does it feel to you having a label like that? How does that make you feel?
I think it's always cool when people give you a label that it makes sense.
Yeah.
It's much better to call you than to call yourself like Kings of Metal or something, you know? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's better when other people give you a good name than when you put yourself
put
up
a label on yourself.
You know?
Yeah, for sure.
I think it's for us it's it's basically the people say like the big three or big four of European or German thrash, and that's of course a great thing, you know, because I totally respect those other bands, and we've all been through difficult periods of the 90s especially, but we're all still around and we all still do good albums, and it's great to see all those guys also, like we're still also friends, you know, like even if there's a certain rivalry and a certain competition, but we're still in the end good friends.
Yeah, absolutely. Schmier, what's the proudest moment for you so far as a musician? Any life experiences or any tour that you got to do or any big thing that stands out as wow?
That's actually, you know, the gift of being a musician is that you have a lot of highlights.
Yeah.
You know, that's why a lot of musicians have depressions, because there's so many highlights, it's hard to swallow. Then the low moments are very low, you know.
So yeah.
I think it's it must have been like the first time we played Wacken.
Oh, yeah.
After the reunion, like being standing on stage in front of, I don't know how many thousand people, and it was just a miracle for me.
Yeah.
And I think also we played the first time a Rock in Rio in Brazil.
Oh, yeah.
2 years ago, and that was also fucking amazing.
I bet.
Because those kids down there in Latin America, they fucking love thrash metal, and it was maybe like five circle pits, and every circle pit had like 800 people, you know.
Nice.
It was like, it was insanity. And
yeah.
I think those are the moments also when you say, wow, you know. Lately I had we were flying on a plane, and the pilot came like, oh, my son is listening to metal, can I have an autograph? You know, those are the moments when you have a smile on your face.
And, absolutely.
And say, you know, wow, it's a gift to do this. Even we have a lot of difficult moments also on the other side. You know, when you play a difficult tour and stuff falls apart, you have to be strong sometimes also to swallow that shit.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, your new album, Under Attack, is going to be coming out next month. From what I've heard so far, I'm loving it. All the tunes rock so far. Tell us a little bit about this upcoming new album.
Yeah, we changed a little bit of the procedure this time. We did more everything on our own this time because we didn't want to overproduce the album. Like, you know, the last album sounded great, but also maybe a little bit, you know, too much, you know. And we said this time we wanted to have real drums and the production a little bit more, like, you know, a little bit more basic. And that's what we did. We recorded drums in a different studio, so it sounds really natural, and there's no samples and shit. And
yeah,
we took a little bit more time for the songwriting and for all the recording. We've been recording basically in between the tours. So we came back from tour, recorded some songs, back on tour, came home, wrote some stuff, recorded again. It was a different procedure, and it actually did really good for us because we kept the live connection, which is very important when you tour. You know, you stay strong, you stay connected with the fans. It's the tension that is there live. It's important. It's like a sports guy that all of a sudden doesn't do cardio workout anymore. You know, when you don't play live, you kind of get rusty a bit, you know. So we kept on playing during the recording, which was very good for us. And we never did this before, and I think it was a great change of the plan.
Yeah.
And I think you hear it on the album. It sounds more fresh. It sounds more real. It has like some nice old school vibes, even though the production is still massive and still strong. And it's maybe the best album I did for the last couple of years. And
awesome.
That's what actually a lot of people say also. It's nice to hear that people hear the difference also. That
cool.
It's not just another Destruction album.
Yeah.
I think it's definitely a strong one.
Awesome. One thing I thought was neat is that you guys actually picked a few different recording studios to do some recording. How did that idea come up? Is it that you wanted certain sounds and you knew you could get them in certain places, or what gave you the idea to do a few different studios?
First of all, it's very important that you record somewhere where you feel good. You know,
like
we're having a studio in Switzerland. A friend of ours owns this, and we can go there whenever he has time. We could go there also spontaneously, like calling some days before. I said, dude, do you have, when is the next 3 day in the studio? And then we just went there and we just recorded the ideas we had. And for the drum recording, we went into a studio in Germany, which had a big room. And the studio is owned by a drummer, so he's like very good in doing the drum sounds. And
nice.
We put like 26 microphones all around the drums to have most possibilities in achieving a great live sound. So because on all the last albums, it's just normal nowadays to use samples, you know. It's just the way everybody produces nowadays. And we took the risk and said, fuck this, let's try to keep it more real this time. And so that's why we tried to, you know, we took the best spots of our last year's experience and we changed a little bit the routine, and it was a good thing for us.
No, I know a lot of bands sometimes feel that being under pressure can help put out a good record or a better record. Do you feel that having more time the way you guys did it helped in the quality of the finished product?
I don't know. I think what helped me is that we had more time until I had the pressure to write. You know, it's like when you start to write, there's a certain pressure, you know.
Yeah.
If it doesn't work out, nothing comes out, then you're fucked.
Yeah.
But I had a time, no pressure to work, to do this for a while. I did like this Panther record, which was great fun. I came very confident out of the songwriting with Panther. I had some new people around me. It was a different experience. And once I started destruction songwriting, it felt great right away. I could write a lot of stuff. I didn't have a limit or something. You know, sometimes you just try to write and there's no good ideas coming out of you. But because I didn't write for destruction for 2.5 or 3 years almost, I had so many ideas. I was like, wow, I was surprised myself. I think that made a big difference. There was no such big pressure because, of course, you know, the album has to be ready here and then and stuff, but because I didn't write for destruction for more than 3 years, I had a lot of ideas, you know, it just came out, and the confidence of the Panther album in the back that worked also really well for me was a nice experience. And
cool.
Yeah, sometimes stuff has to come together to make a better album, and you cannot force it also. It's true.
Very true. I see some dates coming together for Europe and South America. Any plans to hit the United States later this year, maybe?
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, we're doing Latin America first, September, October, Europe, then East Europe in November, and then we're planning to come to the States and Canada. So I think it's going to be beginning of next year or the end of this year. The possibilities we have to... It's only keep your time frame, and our American manager also is trying to find a good package for this now.
Yeah.
So I think there's a good chance to be over at the end of the year or beginning of next year.
Awesome. You guys still seem to be having such a blast with music. Chmir, do you see yourself doing this another 5-10 years?
Like most of the time, I said, I don't want to stop, you know. But then there's, of course, certain moments when you have a difficult tour, when it's, you know... It's difficult nowadays to make money with music, and somehow you have to live with this. And we can't complain, really, but sometimes there's just, you know, difficult tours. We had this tour in Mexico last year where one of the promoters had a gun, you know, and it was, like, threatening us and shit. And those are the moments when you say, like, what the fuck am I doing here, you know?
Yeah.
But on the other side, there's so many happy moments and so many great moments that it's kind of difficult to stop. And I think, like, as long as my physical me can do it, I would totally love to continue. And, of course, you still have to have something to say, you know. Like, as long as you can do good records and do still good live performances, and as long as people want to see us, I want to do this, you know. It's my life. It's a gift, you know. I see myself in the tradition of Lemmy, you know. Like, you just cannot stop doing it because it's in your blood.
Yeah. Absolutely. One more and I'll let you go. Anything that you would still like to accomplish, either as a band or as a musician, before this is all said and done?
I think we have achieved so much, actually, much more than we ever expected. We played the biggest festivals in the world, and we made so many people happy. We have seen so many crazy places, and you know, for me, heavy metal, or especially thrash metal, doesn't have to have the total success, you know. It's not all about the cash and the money, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Money doesn't make you happy. You
true.
Like, do what you love makes you happy. And I think for us in the future, I hope we can still achieve to play some countries we never played before. Now in this Latin American tour, we're going to play the first time in San Salvador and the first time in Honduras. That's achievements that I love to have with the band. And
yeah,
there's also still some countries that are next on the list, like Georgia, in former Russia, Soviet Union, and also like Belarus. And so there's still some countries on the list that we want to play. So those are hopefully the next achievements that we have to come. You know, there's nothing better than coming to a country the very first time and see those glowing eyes of the fans. You know, some people are crying even.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Time you see alive, you know, that's amazing.
Absolutely. Hey, everybody, just to recap, we've been talking to Chmir from German Thrasher's Destruction. Don't forget that new album. Yeah, no problem. Don't forget that new album comes out May 13th. It's called Under Attack. And keep your eyes peeled for some dates all around the world coming up this next 8 or 10 months. Chmir, thanks for your time, brother. Good talking to you.
Thank you, my friend.
All right, bye-bye.
See you soon, hopefully in the States.
Yes, see you soon.